All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner with Do You Like Horny Bunnies? Yes, we're bringing the bunnies back, because why not, right? Yeah, more degenerate shit's coming, but not tonight. Maybe a little bit, but not so much. Anyway, let's go ahead and get started. Ding! Yes, I hear the bell and run to the kitchen. Yukari, please clean table number 3. Alright. I quickly clean the table. Customers are coming in one after another. Yukari, I'm tired. Chimaki, you shouldn't slack in front of the customers. I'm expected to be like this. I talk with the lazy Chimaki. We have so many guests without reservations tonight. It's not usual, but we can't reject our regulars. Even Shuntaro and Akina are working as waiter and waitress. I wish Sai and Hiromi were here today. Ding! Yes! The order is ready. The chefs are busy, too. Probako! What? What is that? Listening to the chef scream, Ryo and I look at each other. What's wrong? I asked the chef, but does he understand me? Oh, Yukari, could you do me a favor? Okay. His face is telling me, thank God, expressions are universal. The chef desperately talks to me in his poor accent. I see, looking at his face, I finally understand why Shuntaro and Akina learned Italian. I want you to bring a bag of flour from the storage. That's an easy job. Shikosa? Okay, alright. Grazie. The chef gives me a key. A bag of flour from the storage? That's a piece of cake! Well, this'll be something to see. What do you mean? Ryo looks at me with a defiant smile. I'm looking forward to seeing if it's really a piece of cake for you. Hurry, the chefs are in a pinch. Okay. I run to the storage. I'll know what Ryo meant when I complete this mission. Wow, it's dark. The food storage is in the basement. It's connected to the wine cellar, and the stone walls are cool. Flour! Oh, there they are. I find some hemp bags with some Italian words and English words saying flour. It looks big. Probably weighs about 70 pounds. Well, 70 pounds isn't too heavy for me. I'd hesitate if I had to run a full marathon with this bag, though. I'd better hurry. I shoulder it and leave the storage. I still don't know what Ryo meant. Here you go! Grazie, Yukari! I enter the kitchen and slowly put the bag down. I have to be careful when I handle food. Oh, Ryo, how are the guests doing? It's settling down. Ryo stares at me with her eyes wide open. What's wrong? No, nothing. Still, she seems in shock. Well, I'll wash the dishes. What? She acts strange. Does she want me to say something? Excuse me. Does she want to say something? I didn't know you were that strong. Strong? You're talking about the flower? It's not worth praising me about. Did you think I was weak because I look like a girl? My seniors would make fun of me if I couldn't carry that after practicing judo all these years. I see. I'm sorry. Why are you apologizing to me? Don't ask, just accept my apology. Oh, okay. Good. Ryo blushes, yells, turns around, and leaves. What did she really want to say? I don't think I'll get an answer. Well, I better get back to work. We're not going to clean the restroom again. He said we better get back to work and I'm going to take a break. That can't be good, right? I think I'll take a break. I'm thirsty. I'll get a drink before I go back to work. Excuse me, I came to get some juice. Akina is kissing Ryo. Noticing me, Akina's back is facing me. Ryo struggles. Ryo shakes Akina off. Pong! The sound echoes as if a suction disc is coming off. That's it? Akina turns around. Ryo droops her shoulders. What's wrong, Yukari? I'm thirsty. Akin, as usual, isn't ashamed at all. Ryo looks so pitiful with her trembling shoulders and bent knees. Thirsty, huh? I can give you something good. Huh? Wow! She runs up to me and bites my neck. Then she kisses me. She sticks her tongue in and her saliva flows into my mouth. I drink it. Her passionate kiss turns me on. No CG for this? After a long kiss, I come up for air. Akina, we're still on duty. Don't be shy. I know you're getting excited. Akina stares at my crotch. I can't say anything. You pervert! Ryu comes to her senses and says this without looking at me. This is just a man's nature. You were kissing Akina too. It was against my will. Same here. Against your will? Don't say such a cruel thing. I just abused my authority a bit. That was against our will. Oh well, I don't think she'll listen to me. Akina seems to think she's innocent. I love kissing cute boys and girls. That's why I kissed you two. But you have to consider the time and place. Yeah. Is it okay to do this another time and place? I look at Ryo and Akina. Akina is smiling. Ryo is making a sour face. I'm more than happy to kiss a beautiful lady like Akina, but I don't want to be treated as her toy. Anyway, I'm going back to work. I'm busy. Yukari, you don't have time to take a break. Alright. Ryo leaves with mixed expressions written all over her. I follow her. Ryo, let me use my tongue next time. Akina's play act. Did you hear that? Pervert! Ryo turns deep red and runs away. Well, I guess they didn't French kiss. I watch Ryo run away as I think about it. She's crying. Don't tease her too much. Ryo's so innocent. She isn't listening to me. There's nothing I can do except feel sympathy for her. Anyway, I think Ryo and I became a bit closer today. This is great. She starts to see me as a man. But didn't she say that she hates men? I don't know. Click. My shoulders droop as I enter the dressing room. I came to put some eye drops in. I close the door and pick up my bag. Then I see Ryo changing her clothes. We stare at each other and freak out. Choice 1, push her down. Well, I can't do that. Choice 2, scream. Ryo's supposed to do that, not me. Choice 3, apologize. I guess this is the only choice I have. Wow, I'm sorry. Wait. Ryo yells at me as I try to remain calm and hurriedly try to leave. Wait a minute. Okay? I look back, but she glares at me. I turn back right away. What have I done? We finally built up a good relationship and I blow it again. I wasn't expecting to see anyone in here. What's she doing in here anyway? The bottom line is that it's my fault. I'm ashamed of myself. Ryo must be furious. I hear the rustling sounds of clothing behind me. Ryo must be putting her clothes on. It's an erotic situation, but I just don't have the guts to think about that. Now turn around. May I? Yes, you may. The moment of truth finally comes. I timidly turn around. I see Ryo in the bunny suit. I guess she didn't have time to put her school uniform on. It's easier and faster to put the bunny suit back on. But why didn't she drive me out then? Ah, I realize Ryo is wearing a new bunny costume. Did she mess up her old costume or something? I take a deep breath and look into her eyes. I'm sorry. Ryo sulkily stares at me. I don't know what she's thinking. I'm really sorry. I won't make any excuses. Good. But you have to pay for what you've done. Okay. Is she gonna kick me, punch me, or shoot me? Ouch. How can I make it up? Take off your clothes. Excuse me? I said, take off your clothes. Your clothes, your boots, your motorcycle. Come on, brah. I feel dizzy. What the hell is she talking about? Ryu shrugs and glares at me as I stand there wondering. You saw me naked, so I'll see yours. What's wrong with that? Don't you think it's fair this way? What the? At least she's not angry, but what kind of logic is that? Ryo looks dead serious. She's not joking. Is she seducing me or what? Is that all you want? Yup, that's all I want. I guess not. I guess not. That's easy. Ryo sits down on the bench as I prepare. I don't think she's making fun of me. I make up my mind and stand in front of her. What are you waiting for? Do it now. Are you sure of this? I'm not joking. I feel nothing. Not gonna do the fear factor here for you. Do you want me to take off my underwear too? It'd be unfair otherwise. Okay? Alright, let me prove to her I have the guts. I hesitantly take off my shirt and pants. Is this okay? I can't remain calm in a situation like this. I'm not a flasher. You have a nice body, but... Why don't you have an erection? Well, you know, men just don't walk around with erections all day long, contrary to popular belief. It'd be really fucking awkward and a pain in the ass. How did she manage to say something like that seriously? The way she talks, I don't feel anything erotic in it. Erotic? Am I expecting something here? Men usually get excited when they see naked girls, am I correct? Why aren't you excited? What can I say? I'm not experienced enough to get excited in this kind of situation yet. Ryo looks cute when she pouts, but I need something more to stimulate myself. Alright then, how about this? Huh? My amazement quickly turns into astonishment. Ryu rolls down her bunny suit and exposes her beautifully sculpted breasts. What the... Twitch? I guess you didn't see me very closely. Look at my breasts now. I see them. Twitch, twitch. She said look at her breasts, but oh gosh, she has such beautiful titties. My cock quickly reacts to the sight. It's getting bigger. I assume I'm at least attractive to you. Ryo's getting restless and turns me on. Ryo proudly sticks her pink nipples out. I still don't know what she's thinking. Then she starts gazing back and forth from my face to my soaring cock. Hey, Yukari! Pound, my heart beats. My dick twitches in tune with my heart, and Ryo's eyes are fastened on it. What's wrong? It's nothing. Well, actually... Am I attractive? Yes, you are. That's why I'm so excited. I show off my soaring shaft. She gazes at it. I see. Ryo seems relieved and sighs. Well, I have one more favor to ask of you. Yeah? I want to see yours. Ryo bashfully looks down. What do you want to see? I want to see your semen. She blushes and asks me this. I've never seen Ryo's girlish side like this. Since I've come this far, I just as well expose everything. Alright, look at me then. Or rather, he's saying, look at me then. Ryo joyfully looks up at me. She doesn't realize that I control her now. I get more excited as I see her beautifully curved breasts. I stroke my dick. Rio's driven by her curiosity now. She stares at me, masturbating. Wow, I've never seen this before. Oh, hold on. Look, I think we forgot something. Rio enchantingly reaches down and starts touching herself. I can tell she's getting excited. I can see it from her vibrating breasts. Hee-hee. Hurry up! Show it to me! Hold on! I'm coming! She wants to see my semen. I'll show her my semen my style, then. Yukari, hurry! Oh, Twitch. My peak arrives as Rio entreats me. I'm coming! Squirt. Splash. Gah! I bring my cock to her face and shoot my load. Tons of semen splash on her face. Rio blankly stares out at nothing and doesn't move. Are you satisfied? She quickly returns to her senses and shakes her head. Ah! Oh yes, I think I ought to give you more credit. Whatever. I quickly put my clothes back on and leave the dressing room. I return to the hall and check up on the customers. There aren't many of them left. The kitchen seems fine and doesn't require my help. I'll go to the lounge and take a break. I knock on the door. Nobody's inside, I'll go in. I slowly open the door. I'm relieved and step into the empty room. Where's Akina anyway? I see a note on the desk. I'll be back by closing time from Akina. Where did she go? Well, we have Shintaro here, so there's no problem. I sink down into the sofa and sigh. I went through many things today. Cling! Here I am! A peaceful time doesn't come that easy. Chimaki suddenly barges into the room. Hey, Chimaki! Oh! Teehee, how do I look? Chimaki is still wearing the bunny suit and... she's also wearing a school uniform over it. The combination is somewhat coquettish. Yet... what the... isn't that Rio's school uniform? Yes, it's Rio's school uniform for sure. Chimaki's uniform is totally different. Hee-hee, I borrowed it. Without asking her, right? How'd you know? Chimaki seriously wonders. Yes, that's Chimaki alright. You know what I would like to do? Fast backgrounds? There doesn't seem to be any way to... no. Like, you cannot get rid of that thing. I mean, that's the only way you can do it. Anyway, doesn't this look cute? Yeah, it's cute. I tensely smile at her. She looks cute in that weird costume, even though it looks somewhat unbalanced. Hee hee. I'll enchant you, Yukari. She might succeed in doing just that. I begin to feel restless watching her erotically twist her body around in the costume. I now understand why Chimaki is popular among some customers. Hee hee. Do I turn you on? She is turning me on. Chimaki bewitchingly smiles and quietly comes closer to me. Her eyes are sparkling. Danger, Yukari! I pull my hips back and try to hide my soaring shaft. Chimaki, don't make fun of me. Huh? I'm not joking. Well, I want to make fun of you, sexually. Squeeze. Ah! Chimaki stretches her hand out and grabs my hardened cock. Well, that's not professional at all, is it? Uh-huh, you look ready. Chimaki? Are you trying to hide it from me? It looks obvious to me. Oh, Chimaki, wait. Hee hee, it's so big. You're nasty, aren't you? Chimaki plays with my cock. However, I can't push her back. No, stop it, Chimaki, this is sexual harassment. Oh gosh, I say this stupid line again. Huh? Didn't I tell you this already? I'm sexually harassing you. Well, damn. Sexual harassment, panda. Even though she declared it, it doesn't mean she can actually do it. What the? Chimaki impatiently opens up my fly. Continuing to sexually harass Yukari here. She glares at me as I stop her. Why are you stopping me? What do you mean? What are you trying to do? That. That means that? Ever since Akina assaulted me, I've been experiencing this kind of stuff so often. No! It's unfair! Unfair! Akina had you. Why not me then? I didn't raise you to be like that. Chimaki didn't raise me, but she's not listening. Now I understand what Akina meant when she said, "These girls are so lecherous. What should I do?" There's a window, sir. You can run through it. Well, maybe it's not bad to play a little. I'm not talking about raping her or anything. She might rape me, though. Oof. What do you say? Okay, let's do it. Are you sure? Do I hate sex? Of course not. Yeah, I'm sure. Hee hee, if you say so, snap. Ouch. Man, that's usually not the sound you want during any kind of scene involving your dick. When you hear snap, you're like, oh shit, somebody done broke something. Chimaki seizes hold of my dick without hesitation. It feels so good. Like Akina told us, you have a fine thing. Chimaki strokes my rising dick. You're horny, Chimaki. Ah, I love the sorrowful look in your eyes. What? That's like out of doom metal or something. She joyfully twists her body and pants. Am I being praised or what? Chimaki, I said we can do it, but... But? I have to punish you for forcing me to do this. She innocently looks up at me as she licks my dick. She looks it as if she were licking an ice cream cone, because of course she does. Punishment. Yes, punishment! I lift Chimaki up and lay her down on the sofa. I sink my face into her immature crotch and have her do the same to me. Wait, let me take this off. No, I won't wait. I pull her suit to the side and tear her pantyhose off. I can see she's wet. Hey, did you tear my hose? What hose? Oh no, why did you do that, Yukari? Like I told you, this is punishment. Lick. Chimaki jumps as I stretch my tongue to her labia. I taste her sweetness. You're aggressive, Yukari. I've never done the 69 stuff. I was expecting her to be more experienced like Akina. Actually, with this small body, I don't think Chimaki can push me down like Akina did. Yukari, you're coercive. You're stronger than you look. You notice how they always talk about how strong he is? And you have a great cock, too. Heh. Her tongue creeps along my dick. I stretch my tongue to her labia in return. Phew! Lick, lick. Sometimes hard and sometimes soft, we continue caressing each other. Chimaki has superb technique. I tightly grab her butt to suppress my ecstasy. Chimaki's tight ass, I see her wetness soaking her thighs in my face. No matter how she looks on the outside, she is fully grown on the inside. Oh, I feel so good, Yukari. Lick me harder. There. Sure, lick lick. I hold Chumaki on the sofa and persistently play with her clitoris. I can tell she feels good. Yes, yes, I like it there. I'm so glad you're good at this. Oh! Give me some of your pleasure then, Chumaki. I lift my hips up a little and ask for more pleasure. I can't resist being sucked by her cute little mouth. Hee hee, you like my technique, huh? Alright then, I'll give you more pleasure. I continue to stretch my tongue to her. The contrast of her pink flesh and fine hair gives me visual pleasure as well. I don't think I can hold on any longer. I feel an electrifying pulse in my hips. I cling to her ass and breathe heavily. Heh. Are you trying to hold it in? You bet I am. You're cute. Show me your face. No, it's embarrassing. Don't worry. It's embarrassing to me, too. You're looking at everything I have. Twitch. My voice becomes hoarse. My body shakes. My tongue starts moving violently. I'm quickly losing my calmness. Are you holding it in, Chumaki? Me? Ha! Ha 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 ha! I'm having my third orgasm. Since when? No wonder Chumaki has become less energetic. I'm relieved a bit. She already had multiple orgasms, then why not me? You're sneaky, Chumaki. It's because you're so good at it. Ah! I slide my tongue up and down against her labia and suck up her wetness. Then I stick my tongue into her. Oh, I'm coming. Oh! Twitch, twitch. We violently devour each other. I've seen watery sounds echo in the room. Twitch! I'm coming! Squirt, squirt, squirt. Oh! I plunge my nails into her butt. My body stiffens. I twitch for a while and fall down on Chumaki. Chumaki, are you alright? She's also twitching while my dick is still in her mouth. Chumaki's wetness gushes out of her trembling pussy. Wow. Zrr, she releases my dick and falls down on the floor. I don't know what the zrr is. Is that where she spits it out like a vacuum cleaner? Zrr. I hold her up and prevent her from hitting the floor. Chumaki? She slowly sits up and brings her face near me. Chumaki quietly puts her arms around my neck and asks for a kiss. I accept her and put my lips on hers. Then, slime. A fishy liquid spreads inside my mouth and Chumaki's tongue comes in. I'm freaked out. Chumaki surprisingly is putting my semen back in my mouth. Ew! Phew, I couldn't breathe. Oh, hey! Drink it up, Yukari! Some of my semen streams down my throat. The bitter taste. I cough hard. Hey, you're missing it. Kiss! Why did you do that? Chumaki tenderly laps up the semen streaming down from my mouth. It smells awful. What a girl. This is something I never imagined. Chumaki bewitchingly smiles at me. I'm too scared to see what will happen next with Chumaki. You must be satisfied. Oh, I want more! Oh no. That's it for today! No, you're such a cheapskate. I look away from the entreating Chumaki and quickly put my clothes back on. I shake her off and hurriedly leave the lounge. Phew, it was a tough day. Yeah, it was. I've gone through many things today. I feel like my personality is collapsing day by day. Yukari, have more respect for Chimaki. She's older than you, like 1400 years old or something. And I'm older than you are, Ryo. But she's not quite a loli. Take it easy, Ryo. You yell at me all the time, don't you? That's because you provoke me! The romping Chimaki and the sidekick Ryo. They look like a good combination to me. You two are close, huh? What? What are you talking about? Yeah, we are. I love Ryo. Chimaki puts her arm around the recoiling Ryo's neck and then... kiss. Ah! They kiss for a long time. Ryo is too quiet. She's completely freaked out. Phew! Wow, I'm glad you like it, Ryo. I feel sorry for Ryo, but I should keep silent for my own sake. I quietly look at them. Yukari, why didn't you help me? Huh? Oh, you wanted to, Yukari? I thought I was safe. I shrink back as I tried to do with Akina. Chimaki is like her. Yeah, I got you. Oh? Yukari, behave yourself. Chimaki quickly hugs me before I can move. Yukari, you like me, don't you? Well, to tell you the truth, Chimaki kisses me on my cheek. Her wriggling tongue feels wonderful. She must be seducing me. Hey, you're getting hard. Wow, don't touch it. You! Chimaki rubs my crotch. Ryo watches it and yells at me. I've done nothing wrong, have I? Man. What a frickin' novel. I mean, they're all trying to fuck him now. It's pretty crazy. He's like, I can't get a moment's peace. They're all just trying to fuck him. So, I know you guys are enjoying this one, and we'll be back with more of it next week. So, we'll see you guys later with more Do You Like Horny Bunnies?